Welcome to Daisyland Tour. I love that, John. It's got to be a lot of fun, too, with a neat connection to the Dead Daisies. You guys touring with Dizzy Reed and his band.
Well, Dizzy was in the band for a little while, but you know what? As big as the music industry is, it's really that small as well. The connections between both bands, you know, Dizzy having been in the Daisies for a bit, you know, Johnny Kelly, his drummer. Johnny was in Typo Negative. Typo Negative opened for Motley on the tour that I did with him. You know what I mean? There's all these connections. The bass player, Robbie Crean, was in Rat forever. I played guitar with Rat, so it's just crazy. So it's like old home week. So we were literally sitting in the bar of the hotel last night till 3 in the morning, just telling stories and talking and rehashing old stuff. It was funny. It was cool.
So give us a little hint. I know on the new album you have a Rolling Stones cover. Is that going to be part of the set list when we see you at Jurgles?
Well, now if I tell you, then I got to come and I got to kill everybody. And it's just crazy. No, we're you know what? We've been doing the Stones cover and it's going over great. But we're, you know, it's funny. Like some people give us grief for it. Some people enjoy it. We do these songs like it's like a tip of the hat to the bands that we grew up listening to. And back when I was growing up in the, you know, it wasn't unusual for bands like Grand Funk to cover another band's thing. Like Grand Funk covered a Stones song. David Bowie did a whole record of cover songs called Pinups. So, you know, it's just kind of our tip of the hat. So you never know what we're going to do. We've done old Aerosmith tunes. We'll do Creedence. We'll do Deep Purple. It's just, we're all over the place. But it's just, we're having fun and the audience is having fun. So it works.
I enjoy it. I love when bands do put their own spin or own take on other bands, you know, songs, especially classic ones, you know, like Stones and things like that, because it just gives it a fresh take.
Yeah, it's like this is what I cut my teeth on. And you know what? This is the other thing. I don't want to get this out or take up too much of your time, but we're actually beginning to realize we're not only tipping the hat to the bands that we grew up listening to, but we're actually kind of in some way we're educating people. Because there's a ton of people that don't know some of these groups. Like on the first record I did with the guys, we did a song called Midnight Moses by the sensational Alex Harvey Band. And, you know, it was like these fans would write to me and go, okay, the dumbest set of lyrics I've ever heard in my life. We'd sit down and we'd go, check this out. I'd send them the YouTube video of the original. And it's been awesome. You know what I mean? There's the Creedence song. A lot of people didn't know that was Creedence. It's crazy. So in some way, we're just kind of, like I said earlier, tip of the hat to our heroes. But we're kind of telling people, like, this is an old Stones song. You know what I mean? This is The Who, or they don't know. It's weird. There's a bit of a gap there.
Well, we're definitely ready for you to burn it down at Jurgles, John, and we appreciate the opportunity to chat with you a little bit about what's going on with the Dead Daisies.
Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to get back to the burg.
Any chance of looking up the old girlfriend in Beaver Falls?
No, actually, I married her. We had kids together. She's out in L.A., you know. But we are still good friends, so life is good.
Awesome.
It's all awesome.
There you go. John Corabi from the Dead Daisies. It is coming up in a few days on the 29th at Jurgles in Warrendale. You can check out jurgles.com or our website at 977rocks.com. John, thanks for spending time with us, man.
All right, guys. Hope to see you.
Go drink some Gatorade, man.
Exactly.
Thanks, buddy. All right.
Later.
Later.
See ya.